The poem In the Rain here originated when I was reading the book Call Me Ishmael Tonight by Aga Shahid Ali, which is a book of ghazals. And a ghazal, that's spelled G-H-A-Z-A-L, is a kind of Persian poem where there is a repetitive strategy. It's written in couplets, usually long-lined couplets, and there are certain words which the poet picks to repeat at the end of each of those couplets. There's some other more complicated rules, such as the poet often mentions his or her own name in the conclusion of the poem, and there are certain other conventions that a ghazal has. And I had read ghazals before, but never until I looked at that book was I really caught in the spell of them. They have this quality that is, you know, because there is this repeating sense of always winding up exactly where you began. It can go sort of either way. It can be redundant, or it can be hypnotic and mesmerizing. And when I came across this book, it was the first time that I felt that the ghazal could be that way, enchanting with its repetition. But I really departed from the usual conventions in that I wasn't very strict. And I just enjoyed, there's this feeling that most of the ghazals that I've read have, which is almost as if someone is a sort of victorious rap artist in some kind of contest. You know, there's this sense of vaunting your own ability and being really self-conscious about the making of the piece and how it stands in relation to others. And I'm sure that all of those aspects of the ghazal were very influential as I was writing this, because there is this real, you know, I-you. There's a speaker who's talking to a you who happens also to be another poet. And there's this sense almost of that, you know, that rap artist's contest or the ghazal poet's contest, and vaunting and sort of bragging. So there's that aspect of it. I was also just fascinated by, there's some of the same logic going on in this sort of poem as in a Sestina, or in a Villanelle, where what you're after is, if you have to repeat something, seeing how many different ways that that piece of information, seeing how many different things it can mean, and how many different contexts bring out different associations and different connotations. And that was really also part of the pleasure in writing this, was just sort of, once you've assigned your focus, in this case, to the concept of In the Rain, you almost seem to go through a litany of praise with regard to that phrase, and looking at the various things that you're grateful about, how In the Rain can appear in the world. So that's really the genesis of this poem and the formal strategy that guided it.